someone is put into nidui, or somebody has tumas mitzayra, is he allowed to take a haircut? Shrashlochi kamalu ba'adodi, mishun de poshid le ba'adodi. Since the Gemara is poshid both of them for the same posik, we clear the shalat together. Toshima says now, it says, menudin mitzayroin asurin asapir ulachavis. Says clearly that they're not allowed to take a haircut and they can't wash their clothing. A mitzayra, when he has a tumas mitzayra, or in a nidui, you can't take a haircut to wash your clothing. Menuda shemeis, a menuda that dies, somebody was put into nidui, and he dies, but nidui is desdin circle as aroinai. When they have his orin, they put stones on top of it. Circle as aroinai. They put stones on top of it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, loy sheyam the wall of gal avonim kegal shalochin, not the stam desdin puts piles of stones on top of his kever, like they did by Ochen, like Rashi says, Galash Lachan the Siv, the Yakim Ol of Galavonim Godul, El Bezdin Sholchin Umanichin Ever Gedel Al Aroinai. And Bezdin just puts one big stone on top of his kever. Lalam the Chod teach us, Shekola Misnade Umeis Benidui, Bezdin Circles Aroinai. Just to teach us, if somebody dies Benidui, Bezdin puts stones on top of his kever. So it says clearly, I call upon him here, it says clearly in the Braisa, that a menudin, a mitzvah is also south of Chavez. So it says clearly, both of them cannot take haircut and they can't wash the clothing. So the Gemara Vaita, Ovel Chai Batifas Arush. And Ovel, when he's an Ovel, he has to have a Tifas Arush, he has to have his hair, his head covered. He has to be Mesatif, cover his hair with his clothing. This man is there, we're not knowing this din, but that's the way it did in the Gemara, and Ovel is supposed to have a Tifas Arush. Why? Midikomalei Rachmon Liacheskel. It says you should not cover your head like to your mustache. Mashm, everybody else should. So everybody else, every other oval is a din atifas rosh. He has to have his head covered. Vaitem menude mav atifas rosh. What's the law? If you put him to nidui, do you have to have your head covered or not? You have to have atifas rosh or not? Omer Rav Yosef Toshima. Says they misatfin the yoshfin kimenudin ukavelim. Had by tinus we had there by the third set of tinuses, and they used to put themselves and look like a menuda. That used to be misatif, wrapped himself around and sit as if they're menudim ukavelim. Ashirachmalem in a shemayim. So the mashma clearly that a menuda is has a din of atifos harosh. He has to cover himself. So Rashiwe misatfin the first and the second tinus. The yachas shisano shosha sora tinusivu. If again, after they fasted the set of 13 tiny sebers, and still the rain didn't come, so then they sit down, mamish like menudin, and they wrap themselves around, and like an oval, and they dive into Hashem, and shalom to Hashem, like Rachmanis on them. A call for them to clear Raya, menuda has an iser, has a din to have an atifas arosh, he has to have his head wrapped up. Omalei Abaya, Dilma menuda l'shemayim shani, t'chomer, neidiris no Raya. The fact that Hashem is not giving us rain, it's like we're menudah, like we're exiles from Hashem. So menudah l'shemayim is a bigger din, maybe there you have to sit with atifas arosh. But if Bezdin puts you to nidui, maybe there you're not mechuyiv to. Rashi, menudah l'shemayim, kiyani shani dechamiri, v'lochi tzrichi atifas arosh, aval acheri menudah tzrichi atifas arosh, maybe other people don't have to. See if the Gemara B'lai Zvei Sofik, it's not clear what the loch would be. Alright, we'll stop here. Tezvov we're holding. You're holding off Tezvov around 10 lines down. Shalomar says, Ovel is also a niach tefillin. A novel can't wear tefillin when it's a novel. The halacha we hold is only the first day. The first day when you're novel, you're not allowed to wear tefillin. Why? Midikom alei rachmon li yecheskel. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel, Pe'ercha chofa shalecha. That you Yecheskel, when you were an oval, you're allowed to put this pair, this tefillin, you're allowed to put on you. Nechlal, it's a raya from here, to kuli alma osa. For everybody else, it's osa. Hashem had to tell Yecheskel, you are allowed to put on tefillin. Mash, everybody else is osa. Rashi says, percha, zeh tefillin, that means tefillin. What about menuda mal betfillin? Like all these gemaras now are going to say, aloch is about a novel, and then we have the shala, what's the aloch about a menuda or about a mitzoyra? Well, menuda means somebody did a dvar avera, and Bezdin put you into nidui, put you into sham, to exile you, they gave you a din nidui on you. So menuda, what's the halacha? Mal betfillin. Someone says take a menuda tach, we have a sofik, if he's allowed to put on tefillin or not. Mitzorah Mal Batfilin. What's the law when a person has a Tumas Mitzorah and he has to be outside the Gimel Machnois? Is he allowed to put on Tfilin or not? To Hashema, come and bring your proof. The Pesach says in Bayikra, V'yihatzeruah means the rabbi's Kohen Gadol. V'yihatzeruah means even a Kohen Gadol, when he becomes a Mitzorah, he also has to be knowing these halachas of Mitzorah. The Gadiv Yil Perumim, that your begodim, your clothing should be ripped. That means Shiyu Mekaroyim. A person that's a Mitzorah, he has to rip his begodim. V'roisha Yil Peruah, and his hair should be like uncovered, means wild, means Ein Periya Ela Gidol Sar. Periya means you have to let your hair grow. Now the Mitzorah is not allowed to take a haircut. He has to let his hair grow when he's a Mitzorah. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer Shittam, that the Pasuk says, V'roisha Yia Perua, your hair should be open, means you have to let your hair grow when you have Tumas Mitzorah. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Nemra Havaya Barosh, says the word Yia. V'roisha Yia, the word Yia says by the head. V'nemra Havaya Bebegit, it says also by the Begit, it says, U'begodav Yia Perumin, his clothing should be ripped. Now, Ma Havaya, just like the Yia, that talks about the clothing, it doesn't mean the body itself should be ripped. It means the clothing that you're wearing, something outside your body, that should be ripped. Is the same thing when a terrorist says, your head should be like uncovered, it doesn't just mean your hair, the part of your body itself should grow, but rather means something that's outside your body also has to be off you. My love doesn't mean to say it's tefillin. It means to say it's tefillin. That a mitzvah, your head has to be like uncovered, means something else should not be on your head. What does that mean? You're not allowed to wear tefillin. So this should be a raya that a mitzvah is not allowed to wear tefillin. So Mar says maybe no, maybe there's no raya. On the rapapa loy, I'll tell you here it means akumta visudra. It means a special hat that you wear on top of your head. That's what a mitzvah is not allowed to wear. Pasuk says v'roisha yia perua. Your head should be like uncovered, means you're not allowed to wear any fancy hat or fancy covering on top. But maybe it's filling you are allowed to wear. Rashi says, Akumta v'sudra kleimar, shiya roishay magula, your head should be uncovered. Mikumta v'sudra, from a covering, that's what your head should be uncovered from. You shouldn't wear your fancy hat. Avos filin maniach, but it could be maybe a mitzvah has to wear filin. So we don't have a chlorai yet if a mitzvah is allowed to wear tefillin or not. Right, so this applies by a suffix. If a mitzvah has to wear tefillin or not, the Gemara is not patient. Right, another locker is, Ovil is also b'shila shalom. When you become an Ovil, the 7 days you're an Ovil, you're not allowed to give shalom aleichem to anybody. You can't give shalom aleichem, you can't have shila shalom to somebody else. What's the raya? The Kamale Rachmon Li Yecheskel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel, Ha'anek Doim. Means be quiet, keep quiet. So Ha'anek Doim is keep your mouth quiet, means you're not allowed to tell somebody else Shalom Aleichem. Menuda Ma'al B'Shila Shalom. Let's say somebody's put into Nidui. Again, you did an Avera, Beth exiled you. They put you into Nidui. Are you allowed to give Shalom Aleichem to other people or not? Om Rav Yosef Toshima, come, I'll bring you a proof. It says, Uveshila Shalom Shibenodim Lechaveroi, Kibnayodim Anizufum Lamokim. This is also part of the Lachas Viyad Masechta Tainis, that after the Tzibur fasted for 13 days, not in a row, but we had a Monday, Thursday, Monday, another Monday, Thursday, Monday, then another 7 days like that, after they fasted 13 Tainises, and the rain didn't come down, then they sat down and acted like Nizufim. They acted like a Nizuf. And it says there that they're not allowed to have Shila Shalom. They can't give Shila Shalom one to another. They're also v'shila shalom b'dav mechaveru. They can't give Shalom Aleichem one to another. And they used to sit down there, kibnei yodim anizufim amokim, like someone that's nizuf, like thrown away from Hashem. So chur tzarai that a menuda, if you're like thrown away, if Bezdin threw you away like, you can't give Shalom Aleichem. So Gemara says, no, omalei abayi, there's no proof. Dilma menuda l'shamayim shani d'chomer. Over there we're talking about that Hashem is not giving us rain. We already fasted 13 times Sibers, and still rain didn't come down. So that's cool, like Hashem is being menadir us, like throwing us away. So a nidur from Shemayim is more strict and more chomer. Maybe there you're not allowed to give Shalom Aleichem. But maybe only if Bezdin puts you into nidui, maybe then you are allowed to give Shalom Aleichem. So we don't have a proof. So the Gemara now, Mitzorah,
Ma'al b'shila shalom, what's the lacha by a mitzorah? When you have the tumas mitzorah, can you give shalom aleichem to somebody? If somebody calls out of the gimel machnas to see you, are you allowed to give him shalom aleichem? Toshima. Pasuk says, v'yal shofam yate. That means on your mouth, like you should cover it up. She'il sifsoysav medubokai zubizu. That means like your lips should be tied, closed, one to another. What does that mean? She'il kemenuda kovel. That a mitzorah should be like a nuda, menuda, and like an oval. The yasa b'shila shalom. So, and what does that mean? That the mitzvah is also to give shalom aleichem. So shema nina, from here it's a proof that a mitzvah is also b'shila shalom. So the more asks, the nifshut minol menuda. It says here also that this a mitzvah is like a menuda, like an oval that's also b'shila shalom. So it's mashma menuda is also b'shila shalom. So more says no. On the ravacha ba pinchas mishmed rav yosef mi kitani she'osur. Does it say he's osur? She'iyu kimenuda. Just says that a mitzvah is like a menuda kovel. Ketoni b'miliach v'naisa. It just means that the mitzvah is like a menuda, like an oval, made before the halachas. Other halachas, a menuda is like a mitzvah is like a menuda, like an oval. But the yosanana v'shila sholem. It could be that a mitzvah is also the v'shila sholem, but not a menuda. So you don't have a pure proof here what the halacha of a menuda is. Tomorrow doesn't come out what's the locha by a menuda, is a yasa or not, b'shila shalom. Right, another locha is, ovel is yasa b'divrei Torah. When you're in ovel, the 7 days you're in ovel, you're not allowed to learn Torah. You can't learn Torah. Torah is mastamech, you put you in a simcha, and ovel is not allowed to be in a simcha. What's the raya? Midikom rachmon v'yecheskel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel when he was in ovel, doim, be quiet. So midashin means be quiet, means don't talk in learning. You're not allowed to learn. For the Gemara, menuda ma b'divrei Torah. What about if somebody is a nidui? If there's the divin avera, there's the put you into nidui, are you allowed to learn Torah? On the Rabbi Yosef Toshma, it says clearly, menuda, shayna, he is allowed to teach other people, v'shayna m'loi, and people could teach him. Niskar, he could rent that, he could be hired out, v'niskar m'loi, he could hire other people, because he could do work. A menuda is allowed to do work. He could be hired out to work for somebody else, or he could hire people to work for him. What about the muhram? If you put you into chayrim, that's the worst thing. Because a nuda, menuda means the first 30 days you put into nidui. And if you don't ask mechila, they don't take away your nidui, then after 30 days later they put you into chayrim. Chayrim is a bigger must right there, putting you into exile. So a person who asks muhram, loy shoynev loy shoynev loy. Well now he's not allowed to teach other people, and other people can't learn with him. Loy niskav loy niskaram loy. He can't rent, hire himself out. And he can't have other people hired to work for him. Avul shayn hu liyatzmai. But he's allowed to learn Torah for himself. By himself he's allowed to learn Torah. Shula yaski es limudai. He doesn't have to stop. He doesn't have to be mafsik his learning. So HaKopar says clearly, a menuda is allowed to learn Torah. The yaisal echanus. Now this person that's mukhram as a cherim was saying he's not allowed to do work. So how does he live? The yoysel lechanus ketan is allowed to have a small income, a small store, b'shvil panasosei, just to make enough money to keep him going. The yomarav, what does that mean? Zvuni maya, let him sell water, the tikta the arvis. In this shuk, in this place, let him sell water there. That's a small amount of income he could make, that's what he's allowed to make. Rasha's b'shuk, shalaisimokim. In the selling place, in this place, this marketplace, he could sell water there. Sell lemonade there. Right, that says water, all right. Shmamin. So, Kofar was a raya that a menuda is allowed to learn Torah. Mitzora mal b'divrei Torah. Somebody's a mitzora, he has to go out of the Gimel Machnois. What's the loch? Can he learn Torah or not? Toshma, come and bring your proof. The more brochus midashin, the Pesach says, in Devarim, v'yoydate lo v'necho lo v'nei v'necho. You should teach, remind your children, that yoy ma'asher marat lo v'nei Hashem l'kecho. You should always remember the day that Hashem gave the Torah in Hasinai. The way Hashem gave the Torah in by Hasinai. That Malahala, just like over there by Hasinai, when Hashem gave the Torah, it was the aim of the year of arrest of the Zayim. No Kaisol had fear of Hashem. The whole world feared Hashem. Nobody said a word. B'shas Hashem said, Anoch Hashem ulkecho. There was aim on Yira. Is Mikan, from here we learn out, Mikan Omru, that Hazov in the Amitzaroyin, if somebody has Tumas Zav, Zav came out of his body. Or else he has Tumas Mitzaroyin, he has a Neger on his body. Or Boyle Nida is somebody that lived with a Nida. Sees also has Tumas Nidir on himself. The Lachru is Mutarim Likras Patarim. Such a person is still allowed to learn Torah.
Now, let him learn Torah. Now, Torah speaks out some Torah. Uvelishnois b'medrash, you can learn medrash, uvashas b'alochas v'agodis. Kids, even though you're tamei, you're allowed to learn Torah. Ma'ashen kein uvoy le'kriyin. I mean, somebody let the zera come out, they lived with a lady, and they let the zera out, so then asurin, that is asur, allowed to ask with a lady, even happened by himself by night, if the balkeri, so then he's asur. Why? Because balkeri comes when you don't have aim of yira. That's usually kalas rush. If you're very lenient, if you have kalas rush, the opposite of having fear of Hashem, he has no jolly mood, so that's no good, that's asur, that's not the way to learn Torah. So Shema Amina, Mashma Klod, that a Mitzvah is allowed to learn Torah. The only Tumah is not allowed to learn Torah, person is about Keri. That was from the Loch of that was Ezra Takon, it was Takonis Ezra. But the Maisa now, we say it, Takonis Ezra is Batul, and Bezman is there, you are allowed to learn Torah, even though you have Tumah's Keri. So Tayyaz Yasakash, it says here, Boil and Nidois are allowed to learn Torah. Look, if you boil a nida, it means you live with a nida, so you let out the zera, so you should have a tumas carry on you. So why can you learn Torah? So Torah says about a boil a nida is, acha shetovul a carry. We're talking about that after he lived with his nida, he went to the mikvah the next morning. So therefore, tumas carry is only one day. When you go to the mikvah, the tumah goes off. But now that you live with a nida, there's a gzera sakosiv that you're tummy for 7 days, just like the nida is. Boil a nida is a tummy for 7 days. So even though the next 6 days you still tell me, those days you're allowed to learn Torah. If you went to the mikvah for your tumas keri, you're allowed to learn Torah. So kol ponim shemamin yasurayi that a mitzvah, even though you tell me, you're allowed to learn Torah. Right, another locker is, ovel is awesome b'tach boisis. A novel is not allowed to wash his clothing. The 7 days he's sitting shiva, he's not allowed to wash his clothing. The Asir the Pasuk says, by yishalach yoyev tekua, he sent to this place tekua, V'yikach mishon isha chacham, he took a smart lady, v'yomer leho, his abli no, act like an ovel, v'liv shino bigdei evil, and wear the special clothing of an evil. What does that mean? V'yal tosoichu shemin, and don't rub yourself with oil, v'yisu kishu zeh yomer rabin, misabela salmeis. So I call upon him, bigdei evil means you have to wear clothing of an evil, means they can't be cleaned. There's an ovel, it's not allowed to wash his clothing. Fred Gemara menudin umetzayroin mayim betachvoisis. What about a person that's a nidui or a metzayro when he's out of the gimel achnois? Is he allowed to wash his clothing? Toshema menudin umetzayroin asurin lesaper lechavis. So clearly they're both not allowed to take a haircut. Or lechavis they can't wash the clothing. Shemamina that a metzayro and a menudin, this halacha they're all equal. That an ovel, a menudin, a metzayro all can't take haircuts and they all can't wash the clothing. Vaita, ovel chaya b'kriya. When you become an ovel, you have a chiyav to rip your begol, you rip your clothing. You have to rise kriya. An ovel is chaya b'kriya. The komalei rachmon of Ne'aron, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Bnei Aaron, loy tifreimu, you, Bnei Aaron, don't rip your clothing. Mechlal et zoraya, the kuli alma mechayvi. Every other ovel is mechuyah to rip his clothing. When Nadav Avil died, Hashem told the Bnei Aaron, loy tifreimu, don't rip your clothing. Your kahanim, kahanim gedolim, Hashem doesn't want your clothing to be ripped. The mashma other clothing, any other oval, is supposed to rip his clothing. For the more menuda ma'al b'kriya, what's the luck of a menuda? Do you have to rip your clothing? Teiku, it's a sophic. Mitzayra ma'al b'kriya, what's the luck of a mitzayra? When you go out of the gimel machna, do you have to rip your clothing? And the more torshema, the pasuk says, begodav yil perumim. By a mitzayra, it says, begodim should be open, which means yil makaroyim, they should be ripped. Shema mina, it's a rhyme that a mitzayra has the mitzvah to rip his clothing just like an oval. Another locker is, Ovel is chayy b'kriya samita. When you're an Ovel, mikra din, you have to turn over the beds. The Maestro went out, knowing this bismanazeh. So he says, because I'm old, no, nobody does this, it looks like kishuf, bismanazeh, we don't do it. A mikra din, though, an Ovel is supposed to turn his bed upside down. Over. What's the raya? Tetoni ba kapora. You know, like this. Temus diyukni nosati loin.